Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Now that you've started listening to Rant Radio, what have you learned?
I've learned to tell my preacher no when he asks me to do things that I think are wrong.
I learned to say bitch repeatedly in reference to men.
I learned how to get out those pesky bloodstains.
I've learned how to teach my dog to say, I love you.
I've learned Jack and shit, and Jack left town.
I've learned the more beer I drink, the worse my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer I drink, the better my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer he drinks, the better my show gets.
Okay, do that again because we may have laughed too soon.
It's true.
I've learned how to reboot my computer 5 times in a row. I've learned to type with one hand very efficiently.
I've learned how to type with one hand while my dog says I love you.
I've learned that it's a great idea to keep a towel near the computer at all times.
I know why that roll of tissue paper behind my monitor keeps getting smaller while everything stays dusty.
The masturbation focus.
I've learned surprisingly little.
12 meters. 11. 10.
Then they're right on us.
9 meters. And then the short controlled burst. 8 meters. 7. 6.
Inside the room.
It's reading right, man. Look.
You're not reading it right.
5 meters, man. 4. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Sumerian and semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
All right, it's Sunday night yet again, and it's time for the What the Hell show. Just like every week for the past 6 months, some people are on the IRC, and they're going, where's the What the Hell show? And it's like an hour before it. And they're like, it's on at the same time for the past 6 months. And these people have listened before. I don't know what the... Is it my clock wrong or something?
It's the drugs.
It's the drugs.
They're thinking 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Did the time go ahead forward an hour today or behind an hour?
Check your CPU. You may have a problem with your BIOS. Your computer's slowing down.
I think those people's batteries on their computers have...
Check that battery on there.
Yep. Oh, Hammer has joined us in the IRC.
Hey, Hammer.
Hey, Hammer. I'll give him ops just because. Makes him feel special. And Ed Peon is in the IRC as well. And if you want to join us in the talking and feedback, don't use ICQ. That's just my way of spamming you. But if you want to be on the list, my ICQ number is 51558. And if you want to talk with us, you go on the IRC on the Undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel.
You can also join us at our webpage at www.rantradio.com.
That's right. If you want to see our ugly mugs, you can go in there.
Which
has been updated today, actually, for all the people that were there last week. So you click on schedule and click on the last thing, because we're on Sunday. Click on the What the Hell show. And you can see plentiful amounts of information. Woo. So we got a lot of stuff today to talk about, as opposed to last week where we just made it up as we went along.
And we may and may not open the phone lines tonight, depending upon how much stuff we do get through.
That's right. And speaking of that, where is the phone? Do we have the phone? That's on the cradle.
There it is. Woo! Okay.
Oh, somebody's returned.
It's on the cradle. So I'll be giving out the phone number a little later on the show. If I could get some feedback about the levels. Last week people were complaining about it being distorted and stuff. So it's down at about the same level as last time where people weren't complaining anymore. So
the thing was all breaking up.
Yep. It was all breaking up and getting all distorted. So we're going to go around the room as we always do every week. And we're going to see who is here. And it's me, Sumerian, one of the hosts of the show. There, nice pause.
Good time we've got there. That's all done.
And we've got Captain Kurt, who has been renamed Bert. Bert.
Hello.
As he doesn't want to be renamed.
I have something to say to Bob.
Yes.
I couldn't tell a joke if it was scripted.
Scripted.
What was all that about?
I don't know.
What the hell?
It's true.
I was emphasizing the point that was made by the entire room.
And we've got Dak.
We all just died.
Oh, wait. Do it again. Kurt was in the way. All right. There we got the waves. And we got DJ Vortex in the back there.
Hello.
Hey.
You're in the way, Dak.
Can't get you. You're in the way there.
Yeah, both lean forward at the same time. That's great. Yeah, out of focus.
Yeah, well done.
There we go. There we go. And we got the chicken.
I'm back after my last week's
I got to put this down just a second.
Whoa.
There we go.
Get that buff chest in there.
Oh, there we go.
That's cleavage.
Yeah, he wasn't with us last week.
I was off doing some third world work, cleaning up some odds and ends, and doing some operations for my government.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus, big system.
And we got Black Wolf, half covered by Dak's
head.
There we go. Now I'm in full view.
He's got a brand new haircut.
Don't ever touch me there
nice
again.
Close there.
Yep. Nice and close.
Stop making the fag noises.
We've got Projectile Vomit Man.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Why should we hate you? Give us another reason.
And freestyling Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru for his second show as host, as you may have noticed from the intro that we did.
Mike and
our
all.
Brand new intro, if you cared.
If you did care.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Because the old one said Drexel, and Drexel's not here with us.
There's an excuse for that, but we didn't get a chance to tell it this week.
There's an excuse for him not being here?
Yes.
Okay, what's his excuse?
No. Me and Chicken will do it.
Oh, later. It's a story, is it?
Yes.
Okay, we have had contact from Drexel. Apparently,
he's not in Wainwright. He's at Club Med.
Club Med. He thought he'd be working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, eating dirt, sleeping in dirt.
He's basically, well, the Canadian military's been bitch whipped. So people died on course or came close to dying or fatigued. Or
they broke the
people got tired and they cried. They came to some important people and they said, right, it's costing too much anyway to do this whole army boot camp thing, so it's cheaper to send them to Club Med. So he paid to lay in the sand and send back pictures of him digging in dirt and stuff.
Don't forget the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Hey, where do I sign up for this?
No,
so maybe eventually we'll have a recording of him saying what the hell or saying hi or something.
I'll get him to either phone or leave
a message on the answer machine.
On the answer machine, I'll record it.
Yeah.
Where is he? Wainwright, you said?
Wainwright, Alberta.
So that's Alberta. So you should be able to call in for the show. I mean, he knows
the time. If he gets the chance to get to a phone, right?
Yeah.
So just mention that.
Maybe he's not getting fanned by some beautiful chick with like the palm leaves.
Yeah. That's always a
he was getting, when I was speaking with him, he was getting someone to buy him a Gatorade.
It's tough. It's tough in the military nowadays.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Bashukin says, damn, it's about time. Levels are good. Damn, it's about time.
Damn, it's about time.
What is going on? What is going on with the time?
Has he figured out the volume control on his computer?
actually, we might make a minor point that it is not his computer. It's my computer, damn it! I want it back soon.
Turn the little dial to counterclockwise, not clockwise.
No, we did have some problems of levels last week. Sunburns are a chargeable offense.
Yes,
in the military, yes. I think
that's from Hammer.
Drexel was saying that last time, or somebody
was
saying that.
It's a self-inflicted wound.
You
can go to prison for it. It's like cutting your hair too short.
I don't understand that as a self-inflicted wound.
It's classed as a self-inflicted wound because you can get sunstroke and be on MIA, like sent away and laying in a bed going, oh, I'm so
I can't do anything.
I need another sponge bag.
So we've got
more tapioca, please.
We've got some M&M peanuts this week. After a long absence of M&Ms, the store I usually buy them from is usually out because I buy
jumbo bags
of 1,247 grams of them.
1.2
kilos. That's 1.2 kilos
for
you Americans.
1.2 kilos.
That's about a 3-pound bag.
So you divide by 1,000. It's really dumb system. Like, I mean, it's all in tens. So this week's show is...
No doubt the American military uses it.
The Dewey Decimal System they only got last year, so...
So this week's show is brought to you by F'em Foods. So if you don't like their food, just F'em. F'em,
yeah. That's the bag.
No Dr. Pepper, no Dr. Pepper. Usually Drex used to bring that.
The store was closed. I was going to get some extra.
Oh, really?
The fucking store down there was closed.
Yeah, store's always closed. I think they open for an hour.
They're fat chicks are in there, too.
It looks like a luncheonette, not really like...
No, it's a real store.
No, I think it's a real corner.
They do have some coolers. They do have. They carry one chocolate bar case, but other than that, it looks like someone's house.
They must have changed it since I've been there. Okay.
They're all very casual about it, too.
Like, come in, give us the money. Lay the money on the counter, just leave when you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question of the week, as usual, well, not as usual, actually. This is the first planned question of the week, I would say, for about 2 months. Usually come up with them on the fly or just forget about it completely.
Yeah. Or find, like, call the movie guy or something and answer the question.
That's right. So, question of this week is what... What is your most embarrassing moment? So I've already told the in-house crew here to think about that for a while. Of course, I thought...
I stopped screaming after a few moments.
Flooding memories coming back of all your embarrassing moments, not just the most. It's like, oh, that's worse than the other one. So are we going to go around the room and do this now? We're going to do some...
Sure.
Some news stories.
I will tell not my most embarrassing moment because I refuse to relate that to out loud.
It's only us and a few million listeners.
Yeah, I don't care. I have to see some of you again, so I just won't tell that story. I'll tell the other most embarrassing story.
The second most embarrassing story. Of course, you have to relate the most embarrassing story that you can tell to other people and still come back and see them another day. I mean, okay, so you want to go for that first then, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to give an idea how obtuse I am, when I was in first or second grade, some kid had a little joke book for, you know, jokes that little kids tell, and the joke was, what's black and white and red all over? And I was like, I don't know, I don't care. I had this attitude of just go away, all of you. Why am I here? Why do I have to see you people? And they went, a newspaper, ha ha. And I was like, yeah, that's real funny, fuck off. So 15 years go by.
And they finally got it.
I was over babysitting my niece, and she's like showing me this little joke book, which I swear to God must have been the same one.
Yeah.
And I was reading it, and I read... What's black and white and red? R-E-A-D. Yeah. All over. A newspaper. Ha ha. And I finally got it. So, and I felt like such a fucking moron.
So this wasn't public humiliation. It was like humiliation to yourself.
Self-inflicted humiliation.
15 years of self-inflicted humiliation. All at once in a conundrum in front of a 3-year-old. Who will never understand?
Now it's public. Humility.
Yeah, now it's public. So that is my second most embarrassing moment.
Okay, we will never hear the first.
No,
the
most. Speculate on
the
first one.
No, okay. No. And if you're thinking it was the story that I told at the hot tub last week, no, that wasn't it.
Which one?
Naked, makeup, bed, tied down.
Well, I forgot about that one.
Good.
That one. That's not it.
No.
This newspaper thing was more embarrassing than that.
Yes.
Wow. I guess it ranks in your own mind. Okay. Does anybody else want to do theirs?
Yeah, I got one here.
Okay.
Sort of embarrassing, but it's kind of humorous as well. It involves me and Sean Kennedy, the man.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Sean have been friends for like forever.
Is that mic on?
Yep.
This is really low.
Okay.
We've
been friends forever, and at one point in time, we weren't too happy with each other. We were only, like, 14. And we decided to get, you know, like, kids, boys especially, grab a couple of sticks and start whacking, pretending you're, like, knights or something like that.
Yeah. Is this where I met you?
No.
They did this quite often. Whacking each other with sticks.
Well, every time they had an argument over which X-Men was cooler, how they were resolved.
Oh, logically.
Yeah.
So, we start, you know, getting the sticks together, and I think I whacked Sean across the knuckles, and I'm like, sorry. He's like, yeah, whatever, you know. Whack, whack, whack. He hits me across the side of the head. Oh, sorry about that, Kurt. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. So we ended up getting much more violent and beating ourselves with these sticks. We came in to Sean's house black and blue. Our arms were masses of bruises. We had cuts across our faces. His mom just took one look at us and went, what the hell happened to you? Fell out of a tree.
Yeah.
Fell out of a tree. That's what happened. We weren't allowed to climb trees after that. So that was kind of embarrassing for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. These are pretty mild.
Yeah, I know. They are.
I'm going to tell you anything more embarrassing than that.
And maybe this is why they're mild.
Mine, I suppose, this is Vortex, come to think of it, it was more a matter of ignorance on this one. In my naive innocence, I had to ask Desmond at one point, the Daxter, what Christianity was exactly, because my extent of Christian upbringing was Christmas and a little bit of Jesus, Easter, and lots of Easter eggs, and Easter Bunny. That was about it, and I didn't know who Noah or any of these people were, and when I sort of went, oh, gee, everyone knows this, and I don't, I thought that was rather embarrassing.
What age was this?
Oh, about 14, 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and actually, this was 6 months ago. But I won't tell anybody, honest.
No, I think it was for me, I was about... I don't know, 5 or 6 years old or something like that. I was up at the north end of the Capilano fish hatcheries with my father, and I got a little bit too close to one of the pools and ended up falling in. But the really bad part was there was a huge crowd of people there, and I didn't know how to swim. So I was, like, screaming like a little baby. Because I thought I was going to be drowned, and then, you know, you've got, like, these fish swimming in our feet going, cool, there's some excitement in our life. All in 20 seconds, and they forget again, right? So
you were almost eaten by, like, a
salmon.
Pack of salmon.
Yeah, it was brutal, man.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
I'm going packs of schools.
Yeah. Well, these ones are vicious.
They're
in the big bloody gnashing teeth. They're
man-eaters, I tell ya.
Look at the blood curries. Looks, the fish looks in their eyes. They're kind of looking everywhere at once, but not really at you. They got these eyes, these black, dead eyes. Going in like hyenas. So anyways, again, you know, my father's chuckling at me at this point, which I don't think is too cool either. Part of the reason I think I hate him and want him dead to this day. But
he was just standing there laughing at you.
Well, you know, he put the token arm to sort of like fish me out, if you don't mind the bad pun, but, you know, I sort of had to work for it myself, right? That was a pretty bad day.
The worst part was the pool was only 3.
Right.
Relax. Stand up.
Mean.
I think I like Grex better.
Well, I guess I'll have to bring the women up then. Well, this would be one of the times I asked someone out a while back, and I figured, hey, this is a good opportunity. I wasn't really thinking about the people around or anything like that, but you know how bad it is if you ask someone out and they laugh?
Oh.
And you're standing by your friends? This is really bad. Needless to say, I didn't appreciate that. It was bad.
Did you cut off your head and bury your body someplace, never be found?
No, I actually, surprisingly enough, just smiled, turned, and walked away. Because I was afraid of going to jail for exactly that.
Just walk away.
You know, if it was my friends, they would have, like, cut her head off, given it to me as a belt buckle, and then they would have laughed at me.
Yeah.
Right? So, lots of white vinegar.
White vinegar, maybe.
In case anyone can't tell, we are sans estrogen this week.
Yeah, no estrogen this week at all. There wasn't expected at least one to show up, but
They realized exactly who we were.
And
then, like,
didn't just...
No, wait. No. Some of the excuses came from, like, my hair. it's raining.
I think
my legs fell off.
I think one of them just laughed at us.
Yes. Got a good book read.
This is projectile vomit.
Projectile vomit.
On the mic.
I have absolutely no memory of ever saying or doing anything embarrassing. However, this does
Wait,
not.
Wait, we've got it on video though.
may or may not have done something embarrassing in my life. I just have absolutely no memory of it.
Well, maybe we'll put that on
New Rant Year's.
TV. We're going to put that on Rant TV, so everyone will be able to see his most embarrassing moment eventually.
I actually have one more thing.
One more embarrassing moment?
Okay, this is much more embarrassing than my last story.
Oh, that's
this involves Sean Kennedy once again.
Does anything
brings out the worst in you.
I sense a pattern emerging here.
Yeah, I wonder. In high school, we're in junior high school, Cloverdale Junior. I had been interested in this girl for a while, and I, of course, you know, being of that age, didn't have the gumption to actually go up and talk to her, so, you know, just kind of peek around corners and hallways where she's walking, that kind of thing.
Stalker to be. Practicing stalking at a young age. Only to realize it was a man. No.
Oh, God.
I hate when that happens. Go away. So anyways, Sean finds this incredibly funny. He ends up going up to her. It's like just about the end of school, the school year. Mm. Goes down to the hallway and he goes, says hello to her and he goes, "Congratulations, you know, I'm really happy for you and my friend." You and Kurt. And she goes,
"What?"
He goes, "Well, yeah, you know, he told me about last night."
She
goes, "What?" He goes, "Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it." She grabs a hold of him, slams him into the locker, and goes,
"Who the hell's been talking about me like that?"
He goes, "My friend, Kurt. That's him down there."
Oh, my God.
Why is Sean still alive?
Okay, I'm not going to relate any more about the scene that happened after that. Just let's say that Sean did not see me for a little while. I saw the back of his head as he was running away.
Oh, man.
I'd murder him.
Nasty.
I would have, no, seriously.
Sounds like
I would have
still has stuff like that. Okay.
I would have freaking killed him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question in my mind.
But he probably couldn't have caught him. He can run pretty fast. I know
but I know where he lives, you know.
Sean can run faster scared than I can mad.
True. Well, mine is when you're a little kid in elementary school, they usually, I don't know if they usually do, I can't remember, but they dress up sometimes for Halloween, right? And
this is scary.
So it was the day to dress up for Halloween, and everyone, oops, I should talk into the mic like I tell everyone else to. I'll go, Doppler effect. So it was the day to dress up, and I got, was going to be Dracula, or a vampire, not Dracula, but, so I got all the makeup, got a cape, and slicked my hair back with
some prophylactic.
some Vaseline.
Yeah. Right.
Something I could be used as.
It's really cross-dressing problems.
Yep.
For
and went to school, and I think I walked to school because I didn't live that far away. It was like a block or something, which was not bad. Then I got to school, and nobody else was dressed up at all.
Like no one.
But it was supposed to be that day.
I can't remember whether it was supposed to be that day or everyone got dressed up in their costumes after lunch or something. And, well, that was really embarrassing, being the only one dressed up, and especially with my hair slicked back, which didn't come out. So I had to go to the bathroom and take off everything and my makeup and just go the rest of the day with, like, slicked back hair.
Oh,
Vaseline in
Pee-wee.
It. So that was pretty embarrassing. So if you people on the internet would like to relay their most embarrassing story, you can either type it in the IRC on the internet servers in the Rant Radio channel, or you could phone in now.
Awesome.
I think. Or maybe we'll ask you to phone in later. We'll phone in later.
I'll sum up with my one or two, depends how embarrassing the first one is.
Okay.
Relay.
totally forgot about the camel.
I guess I'll say my first one, which was on Bowen Island, I think when I was 7 or 8. It was Halloween. We went to a sort of a solstice party in a park where they had many usual kind of Halloween things, bobbing for apples. They did have some cool things like they had real homemade root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff like that. I was fully involved. Didn't have a costume, so sort of made up some kind of goofy thing, like you put a sheet on or something. That quickly kind of dispersed.
Did you also get like a clutch of like rocks in your sack?
No, we got. Well, they were very good about it. Actually, they gave everybody like a bag. You didn't have to go out trick or treating because like houses were a few kilometers apart.
That's cool.
Trick or treat. Oh, I got one chocolate bar today. Wow. and it's one of those shitty little fucking Kit Kats that's only like one bar. So they decide that they're gonna frighten the children. There's four of us, I believe, four or five. There's this one of my best friends at the time, Chris, his sister, Brittany, I think. Anyway, and my brother and myself, and I think one other guy who was older than all of us. I think he was 12. And he was basically in on this. So they relay the story to us as we're in the car of this house. Now, it's not just one house. It's two houses, one of which is abandoned, all of which have been absolutely remarkably preserved. These are like, could easily be in a museum in like a forest setting. One is an A-frame, beautifully constructed A-frame. The other is more of a, I guess, a miniature barn, but it's very squarish. Thanks for the M&M crunching, by the way. So
it would add to the story.
Add suspense. So we have the
very audible.
The back of the truck, sort of dirt roads, very alone, kind of out in the country. There are no streetlights. It's very, very blackout. And there are many places to hide, including the forest, which is laden with like owls and wolves and bears, and
raccoons,
and
vicious raccoons,
terrible, vicious robins who come down and peck your eyes out and stuff. Anyway, so we finally get to this location. They pull off into the small parking area, which they've cordoned off. There's a couple of logs. People park here on a regular basis. It's generally understood you don't go into this place unless you're with full respect. You're not going to trash the place. Kids don't go party in it, which is absolutely amazing. So we enter this place. Everyone's kind of slowly. You get like the door creaks open and stuff. And you're like, holy fuck, this is pretty nasty. So I'm already not interested in going in here because I'm absolutely frightened. my brother is not and is playing on this intensely. My friend Chris is also on the verge of peeing his pants. So they're telling us, relaying a story. The story goes, an old woman had a daughter. She was widowed young, raised the daughter in the house until the daughter became too old and overtly became sexually active, moved into the other house, and was basically a slut for years and years and years, and felt so badly about it, she ended up capping herself. All of this is true. I find out later, and it was quite remarkable. Anyhow, they first take us into the place where she shot herself, which is kind of, I think, more than adequate to scare the fuck out of you if you're an 8-year-old or 7-year-old.
Yeah.
It's Halloween night, there's like a full moon out, and everyone's scaring you by like pushing you or pulling you or pinching you or throwing things at you in the night. So
this is where some host sucked the pipe for the last time.
Yeah, so anyhow, it gets to the gist of it. They get into the place, and actually there is stains on the ceiling where like it's not the rundown shack. This is a fairly decent-looking place. There's a bed, there's a working kitchen, there's a living room area, there's a fire, like a stand-away stove that heated the place. It's an adequate-looking place. We go in there, they give us a quick glimpse, and they pull us out of there real quick to give us kind of the jitters, kind of put you on edge. Then they take us into the old lady's house, which is the A-frame. And she lives in the A-frame, but she lives and she sleeps upstairs. All of this, again, is remarkably preserved. Everything, including the 3 inches of dust on the floor, which just adds to the creepiness, including like cobwebs everywhere, and besides the general area where people walk. Many of the pots and pans are just filthy and covered in dust. And each of us, I being of course the last, is to stick my head up into this area where you kind of climb up this rickety ladder of this A-frame, stick your head up, and look where this lady would sleep. Supposedly, the ghost does appear in La La. And, of course, they don't give you very many details. Just
enough.
Like
just enough to drive
just you. Just enough to drive you absolutely fucking insane with all these things that are going in your head, because there's nothing better than yourself to fuck over your mind. So, anyway, I pop my head up, and I'm already just completely frozen with fear, and I'm pushed up by my brother because he wants to. I think I was first or second or third. Anyway, I get pushed up by my brother because he wants to go see next, and I'm already like kicking him and like I'm getting mad because that's hiding the anger, and well, actually I'm hiding behind the anger with all the fear that's completely gripping me. Anyway, I stick my head up and I quickly pop my head down, and I'm like, I can feel the hair on the back of my neck. Things are starting to coo in the night. And then my mom stepped on my foot or something. So that releases the full, okay, I can now break down and cry because my foot's hurt. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I'm not sobbing. I'm just kind of teary and whimpering. And then they single file us back to the truck, which we're all going to get back in the truck and go back and have, like, hot apple cider or something, blah, 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 blah. Before we're about to be back at the truck, Chris and Brittany's dad, whose name eludes me, is a very large lumberjack. He's a faller, so he's a large guy, probably 6'5", 6'6", heavy set. He happens to have a rubber mask on and ratty clothes, and he's covered in filth, like he's smeared dirt, and I suppose it would be fake blood all over himself. And he's holding someone's head, a rubber one, I presume, which he jumps out from the truck and goes, bah! And I'm like, fucking lose it. I fell down, hit my brother, like, start crying. Okay, the joke's over now. And I've wet my pants. So I quickly see a puddle and roll into it and make it look like I fell into a puddle. So, big cover by Patterson there. Bob from Peru comes in with the Yahoo, yay, all right, ooh. So, that was my terribly embarrassing story. Now, that was too long. I can go into another one, which was with cadets, but I don't know. What's the room? Yes, no, maybe?
That's embarrassing. You're an idiot.
There's another that's not as embarrassing, but pretty close. In cadets, I was quite predominantly... Ooh, we have a phone call.
We have a phone call. Hold that story. Good timing. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hi, this is Private Drexel from Wainwright.
Private Drexel! Woo! All right.
Heavy metal.
All right, Drexel.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
All right.
How is Club Med?
What?
How's Club Med?
I can't hear them.
How is Club Med?
How is Club Med? Oh, it's great. We're watching a movie.
You're watching? What?
And we're paying for this, you fag.
What did he say?
And he says, we're paying for this, you fag. What movie are you watching?
We're watching a James Bond movie, Goldeneye.
Man.
Watching it, obviously. I'm at the phone booth.
That's right. Have you seen it before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He owns it.
You own it.
I do own it.
So I can see why you're at the phone. We're thinking that it'd be a good thing for you to phone in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is this on our bill because you're getting this phone call for free, or are you paying like?
Oh, I got a calling card.
Oh, okay, so you are actually paying.
Well, I should have called you collect. That would have.
Yeah, but aren't we all paying for it? It's done. Plus military.
Oh, it's my calling card. I'm paying for.
So the question of the week, we actually have one.
What is it?
It's what's your most embarrassing moment, and we just all finished telling it. You had perfect timing.
Actually, my most embarrassing moment, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Okay, your most embarrassing moment that you would tell someone.
I don't really have that many moments that I think are that embarrassing.
Cough out on us.
No,
it's like the projectile vomit, man.
I'm just coughing out. I'm not coughing out. I just...
can't think of one?
I get embarrassed really easy, but the stuff that, that would embarrass me probably wouldn't be all that exciting to hear.
Hey, Drex. How about when we were at Wendy's before you took off? And there was that chick. You said, boy... she has a great smile. Hello?
Yeah, but
and you threatened me with violence.
Yeah, but you didn't do anything, so I wasn't embarrassed. That was potential embarrassment.
That was highly potentially embarrassing. Because I did okay, the story goes, Drexel and myself are in Dalumasvan. And we're going by Wendy's to pick up some food, and there is a girl whom I'd say was definitely underage. And Drexel mentioned that she had a great smile. And I said, well, why don't you tell her? And he threatened me with violence. And like he was like on the verge of embarrassment because I was threatening to tell her. I go, well, let me tell her then. He's like, shut the fuck up. I'll kick your fucking ass. So.
That sounds about right.
That sounds like him.
Exactly yeah. What would come out of his mouth.
I wasn't going to bang her. I just thought, wow, that's all fuck.
Take her out for some cotton candy, a pony ride.
So, we had a great argument today. That would have been great for the show. On,
what was it?
On whether you, on hand grenades, and whether if a hand grenade lands in your lap, whether you should throw it out of the, or whether you should run away.
Duck and cover.
Duck and cover. Well, roll over you.
Sacrifice yourself.
Okay.
Ask Ryan how much he weighs.
What was the conclusion that everyone came to?
Oh no, it was just me arguing with Wright.
Oh, okay.
Private Wright.
And what?
And Private Wright was fucking wrong.
What did you think? Were you going to toss it out?
I just said that you could.
Yeah.
No, sometimes. And he said, no, it's impossible to throw a grenade out of the ditch before you could jump out. Anyways,
I'd have to agree with you there, Drexel. Private Wright needs a smack in the head.
I mean,
better he needs a grenade thrown in his lap.
I'm not saying he should never run away instead of picking it up. You don't want to fumble around looking for a grenade, but you can run away. But if it lands right there,
it's right there. Yeah, throw it away.
Toss it out. Fuck. And
you just throw it.
Except that he's, no, it's impossible. You can't do that.
Here's a test.
I mean, impossible. I can't believe you just fucking said that. Impossible.
No. Boom. There's some tables.
Lose it.
Thank everyone. All of
us. That's
yelling.
Guaranteed impossible.
Yeah. Here's a test. Bundle up.
I couldn't handle that absoluteness.
Here's a test. Bundle up a pair of socks. And then throw it in his lap and see what he does.
Yeah, bundle up.
No, I threw a Coke at him. It went all over the place.
Okay, he's ineffective. He is not on my commando team.
So, Tamar is listening, so he can hear your voice.
Cool.
Yeah. And so is Bashukin, if you care.
Yeah, we don't have any dress boots to shine.
You guys doing PT yet? Are you running for like 10 miles a day?
No, they have to start us up slow apparently now. Because.
Oh, geez.
So, in other words, it is Club Med and you do run slowly on the beach, right?
No. Well, we started
Do they play Chariots of Fire for you guys? Or what?
Started doing shit, but we haven't done a ton yet. We're doing a hike tomorrow with our gear all. For like 3 kilometers.
Yeah, the meals are steak, and you work down from there, eh?
Hammer just said, if they are close enough to throw a hand grenade, close to you, oh, I'm completely fucking this. Pardon my dyslexia, I can't read. Basically, if they throw a hand grenade, they're close enough to shoot.
Guess what he's saying.
Yeah.
If they're close enough to throw a hand grenade at you and you jump out of your foxhole, they'll blow a hole in your face.
Yeah,
that's what I said. He's like, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 but you're forgetting, you'll have guys. I'm not going to get into it. He's clueless.
And you can throw faster than you can run.
Private Wright a victim OCC?
No, his argument was that the rule is you're supposed to run away from a grenade. You're not supposed to try and pick it up.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, that's a nice rule, but, you know.
The rules are made to be broken.
The best way to do it.
That's right. I don't think your commanding officer is going to be there shouting orders at you to run away or throw it back at that exact moment. I think you're going to do what impulse tells you to do.
Rex, there's a reason Private Wright is still a private.
Yeah.
What, Darce?
That was the result of the argument.
You're going to do what impulse tells you, eh?
Yeah, that's what you'd end up doing.
Okay, we've got a stupid joke here by Head Peon. Why does a blonde wear panties? To keep her ankles warm.
This isn't the time for jokes. Have you seen this as a choke moment? No, we're talking to Rex. So knock it off.
This is also
why he is Head Peon.
Head Peon. He's the Head Peon.
No. Hey, I'm going to go now.
Okay.
I'm on first picket duty tonight.
Oh, fire picket duty.
And so I might call you back. We'll see.
What does that involve?
I walk around.
With the helmet and the flashlight.
Look at animals.
if we can find any to chase, but we rarely do. We found a fox. He was being shifty. We chased him away.
Okay.
And
did they give you a loaded C-7 or what?
Private DeHaan, he went home, but he was here last night, and he was always going, "Oh, I hear something." Sneaking around, trying to catch the guy dragging the big heavy metal thing.
What do you mean he went home?
He went home.
He went home, like, going home now?
Like,
I quit?
Or goodbye, yeah.
Really? What a homo.
And he's done it before?
That's probably why he went home.
It's probably Pete
Smith. We have someone like that, actually. It's probably Pete Smith that's, who's been actually in the Army 1, 2, 3 times. He's waiting to go back now.
He's weak.
Well, he's not necessarily weak. He's just... It's abnormal.
That's okay. Weakness.
We'll let you go then, so we won't rack up your bill.
I'll probably call you back.
Sure.
Hey, do you have a mailing address for us yet?
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
We don't want everyone to mail them. Actually, maybe do we do?
Yeah, we
do. Why don't you give it out to our listeners so they can mail you stuff?
Who can give it out? You're quite welcome to email it or whatever to people. I don't mind. It's just that I don't have it with me.
Oh, okay. And yeah, we have it.
I'll do that on the next show, actually.
The best way for you to send it would be by ICQ or something, because it's very...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Convoluted. It's weird.
It's a whole bunch of numbers. It's really long and weird.
It's Canadian.
We also might just be posting on the website.
Yeah, that's a good...
So, wait a sec. Who's all there?
We got... we'll go around the room. We've got Captain Burt, Dak, the Chicken, Vortex...
Black Wolf,
Projectile Vomit Man, and Sumerian and myself.
And we had 4 chicks here last week.
4 chicks. Count them, baby. 4 chicks.
Lots of estrogen last week.
Oh, last week I missed it?
Yeah. That's right.
Don't feel bad. I wasn't here either.
Danger. Amy sat in my lap.
I think Amy sat in everyone's lap.
Yeah. But you can see their pictures on the webpage.
All right.
That's at www.rantradio.com. Click on DJs.
Thanks, man.
then click on Drexel or Sumerian. Did you get that, Drexel?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Take lots of pictures,
too. If I get a chance to go to the internet.
Yeah, take pictures. Is there someone there with a camera that can take pictures?
He bought a camera.
You have a camera. Oh, awesome. Send some back so we can put them on the...
And
on
send
the
some back of some illegal military stuff, too.
I want to see some hazing.
Get some hazing pictures on there.
I want to see where they punch a pin into your chest.
Yeah,
and you grit your teeth because you're a man. Grr.
One went into the infantry's bathroom.
Yeah.
Shit all over the toilet.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. Like, that was like the second day. What the hell are you thinking when you do that? That's just disgusting.
Could you also just relay how many people are in your barrack right now?
9.
That's
Nine.
A good section.
9. That's a big section you got there.
No, because it's broken up into part 1 of 2L2, and then part 2 starting at... Next week, not this week, but next week.
There's almost 9.
We get 31 more people in our course.
There's almost 9 people in this room. So we could almost get
saying, what I'm saying is that we're doing the first 2 weeks, and there's 31 more people showing up for the rest of it.
Oh, okay.
From the beginning. And that's just our course.
Okay.
There's the infantry course, there's the artillery course, there's the engineers course, I think, as well.
Hammer just relayed that your guy that got... RTU, or Return to Home Unit, is actually called Return to Mommy. In other words, he's a bitch.
Return to mother or wife.
Thanks there, Hammer.
Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Sure thing.
Bye.
All right, that was Drexel, and we're going to go to a break now. So here's a break, all queued up.
Hey, welcome to our new show on RantRadio.com.
You're going to love it. We've got some great new stuff coming to you. We've decided to drop that independent sound and go with some great Moffat sounds.
And here's some Rita McIntyre coming up.
And new Kids on the Block.
You're going to love it. It's all there for the completely mundane.
Check out our webpage. You're going to love it. It's a new sound for Rant Radio.
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, we appear to have lost power there. We'll be back on, thank goodness, to our Honda generator we picked up from Home Desk Buy. A great buy.
Oh, that power. Now, get ready for some nice, relaxing sounds. Whoa, it sounds like someone's at the door.
Yeah, they don't sound too friendly.
Oh, it's a good thing we have that steel door with the reinforced oak bar.
what's going on?
Hey, what the hell?
You can say that again.
What the hell?
It's too bad about that generator. Probably could have let them live.
But dude, they played Hanson.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Oh, right, that song is way too long, as usual. So I just cut it off. That was Cybertech. And you're listening to the What the Hell Show, and it usually starts at 9 p.m. Sunday nights, or shortly thereafter. And the webpage is www.rantradio.com.
Say, we haven't heard the catchy theme song this
week. Oh, the catchy theme song for all those people that missed it. The theme song. Okay, we're going to play a theme song.
A theme song?
Yep.
Yeah,
we know.
It's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah, I have no idea. Why don't we just play it as opposed to singing it? Okay, that's a good idea.
That's a reprisal.
Sunday night. Sunday at night.
There's a great hat.
We did get it on video, actually.
If you need a hat made out of an M&M bag, it's very easy to do. You have to get the big bag.
And waterproof, too.
Yeah, yes, waterproof, good in the rain.
Doesn't breathe very well, but that's okay. His brain doesn't need much oxygen.
Much
oxygen. Well, any, but any.
Ding.
Ding.
Okay.
Tomorrow he's going to shave one of his eyebrows.
Don't.
Which one? Vote.
Vote
now.
He
has done that. He has actually done that. I'm not making this up.
Which one? Or both?
Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
He shaved off both his eyebrows.
Yeah.
And he came in and they were like growing in like Mr. Spock. I couldn't resist. I reached over, put a hand on his ass, and said, "My mind to your mind."
He's wanting used to touch his ass.
Well, maybe.
Oh, he doesn't need one. It's always here for him.
No.
Okay, please have another woman come in. There's
supposed
estrogen.
To be one. I know it's getting too manly in here.
That's not a problem.
Almost a problem. Okay, we've got some news stories that I've been collecting. I read the news every day at CNN and other places, and I've been sending to myself at home, so I've got some news stories here, and I'm going to post them on the IRC. You can get there on the internet servers and our radio channel, and I'm going to post them there, so you can just click on them and go see them. First one is called Smart Cars Could Help Drivers Avoid Accidents.
Woohoo! Smart drivers could help cars. Smart drivers can help cars avoid accidents.
That's what I think, but, well, I'm going to read the story out to you. It doesn't even make any sense. It's so dumb. Okay. Paste it in here, and hopefully the page will come up and won't go crazy.
Headpion was making, I just saw on the internet server.
Headpion says, that Gary Coleman promo is getting kind of old. It's about 2 seconds long.
Suck my ass.
I like it.
It's our radio show. We can play what we want. Get your own.
Smart cars could help drivers avoid accidents. American and Japanese researchers are developing a smart car that will help drivers avoid accidents by predicting when they're about to make a dangerous move. The smart car of the future will be able to tell if drivers are going to turn, change lanes, speed up, slow down, or pass another car. If the driver's intended action could lead to an accident, the car will activate a warning system or override the move.
Oh, what's that? Yeah!
Wait!
I know.
Kind of dumb.
Pretty much.
I know. Backfired.
Like, wait? What do you mean, wait? It's going to.
It's
going to
be a sentient car that will take over and go, no, we're not going there, we're going here.
Wouldn't the first move that it could predict be just not to start because there's a stupid person getting behind the wheel?
That would work.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I think we should put that in, like, all our 747s because, you know, should you ever need to pull up if you miss the runway or there's an accident? No, we'll just fucking plummet into a fiery plume of death.
But it'll be a safe fiery plume of death.
Very safe. By shifting the emphasis of car safety away from the design of the vehicle itself and looking more towards the driver's behavior, the developers believe they can start to build cars that adapt to suit people's needs.
I did like the idea of the training where they actually start linking cars, like, say, we're going from here to Seattle.
Caravans.
Yeah, where they start caravanning cars. Like, that's an interesting idea.
By the way, that was, like, probably first proposed back in the 30s.
Oh. And they also were going to have, like, spacey-looking cars. And
no, they literally had the idea. They had an idea of putting...
Fucking Jetson cars.
Yes, they had an idea of putting a wire in.
There aren't any actual new ideas. It's taking them this long.
Reprised ideas.
To figure out the logistics of how to actually implement them.
Sure, like, what's that fucking car that Sean Kennedy the man's on?
Molar Sky Car!
We gotta make an ad for the Molar Sky Car. Get your Molar Sky Car! It'll help you fly anywhere. 600 miles per hour, 20 feet above the ground! Wait, we're gonna implement the smart car driver. As soon as Sean gets in it, it just breaks down. The wheels fall off it.
Crunch.
What we should do is we should all make, like, this big fake commercial, like, real official sounding for the Molar Sky Car, and we'll send it to, like, Sean Kennedy.
There you go.
Like this great big
we'll send him an email.
Yeah!
We've chosen you out of millions of Americans to test the Molar Sky Car. Yours is on the way.
Right.
Expect it any day.
Reply with your address.
Yeah.
Oh, they already knows there is address. Yeah. It looks all official.
We found you because
we've noticed you visited our webpage frequently. And you're really interested in the Molar Sky Car. You know, they've never actually taken the Molar Sky Car up off the ground. It's been in the works for like 10 years. It's the joke of flying cars. It's the butt end of...
Are there any actual flying cars that work?
Yes, I think there are, but this one is, has not worked.
They were actually supposed to take the molar and start testing it this year.
It's supposed to go into production, which is going to be like a $60,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
Right now it's a million.
There are working Sky cars, but, you know, it costs you like $600 to fill the tank and
Kurt,
last for like 10
years. Can I also make a point that you tried to once... Explain to me that there were aircraft carriers that like I can't remember who it was.
Just like the helicarrier.
Yeah, helicarrier, that's what it was. Some kind of helicarrier. I still shake my head. And he sat us down. Sean Kennedy and myself, Bob from Peru, we sat down in Kurt's living room after gaming.
By the way, it should be mentioned that Bert is turning a lovely shade of white.
Okay, no.
One of his embarrassing moments.
We played an aliens game like a.
I didn't know you could do black.
Board game.
No, it was a role-playing game. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something, where Sean and I made these aliens that were complete and utter rapes, and we destroyed some kind of cruiser or something, like a cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
Ended up, like, flying through it because we had a cruise ship. Anyhow, and then after this very, very damnable feat, we sat down and listened to Kurt try and explain how this aircraft carrier could fly.
Well, I had Captain Kurt kind of try to explain to myself and Sean about how you could build, like, this railgun system that could shoot satellites down in space. I remember that one vividly. I'll never forget that one either.
You know, if I ever come up with enough money, I'm actually going to make a company, and Kurt can run it. And he can actually try and sell people these things.
Tax write-off.
Most of which we'll try to sell to Americans, which most likely they'll probably buy.
They'll invest heavily in
that. That's how the defense contractor industry was born, you know.
True.
But if you want to talk about ideas like that, I remember a conversation with Sean Kennedy where he tried to convince me that he was going to build a Scud.
Probably.
I think insanity is not limited to Bert here.
This is from the same guy who couldn't get a spud cannon to work.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting afternoon.
Yeah, that was just like failure.
He tried to create a spud cannon using various substances. I think finally he was just going to plan on packing the thing with explosives and detonating it that way. But
the thing is, the really funny thing is our weapons testing range is that we actually went out to a public park, put ourselves on a ridgeline, and I scouted out the ground to make sure nobody's around.
Look out, it's potato salad!
I was not to get completely off topic here, but I was once in an apartment. Who cares? It's our fucking show. Anyway,
talk about what the hell we want.
So we're at, by the way, I just kicked the room mic there.
I heard it.
Wugga, wugga.
So everyone else heard it, went boom.
And again, this is my caring face. We should actually get a shot of that. Anyway.
There's his caring face for all those people that can see it.
And in slow motion.
We'll have to post that on the web. So
you can see it?
On the,
yeah, can see
on
it
the web
page.
Website.
Yep.
We were once up on the fifth floor in my friend Chris Knight's place in False Creek. Now, in False Creek, there's a large, fairly large and predominant, I guess about grade 8, grade 9 population of skaters. At this time, I was completely anti-skater. I used to call them skater eights, kind of like Gatorator. Anyway.
Look at the shiny teeth.
Yes, I did brush this morning and before it came.
The camera is going into his face. That was the screen was there.
Yeah, for all these people who can't see it on the radio.
And again, we've got a song by Prozac, which we'll queue up later, which is sucks to be you.
I know.
Anyway, these skaters are down in this parking lot by this convenience store, Dean's Foods, which is down in False Creek on Lingus Mill Road, if you want to go there and see it for a tourist trap. Anyway, so we're up on the balcony, and we're looking down at these poor little skaters doing their little ollies and falling down. And
hey, Maxwell.
They never manage to once land, do they, properly?
Well, yeah, some of them do, actually. Some of them are quite amazing, but 90% of them fall over.
Maxim just joined on the IRC.
Hey, Maxim, how you doing?
That's a great magazine, by the way, and an excellent name.
Yep.
Not a bad condom, either.
Do you have the Headhunter
on Maxim?
Yes.
Do I have what?
Headhunter on MP3?
Somewhere.
Could you play it later?
It's on a CD somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It's tough.
So
eventually we'll have a big plethora of cool songs.
As soon as he gets a bigger hard drive.
Yeah.
Or burns them to CD.
Yeah.
So we're up on this balcony, and I quickly go and look into the drawer and find, hey, there's some freezer bag Ziplocs. Cool. And which are a fair size and hold a large quantity of water.
a little more than 32 ounces, which would be about 2 pounds for you fucking Americans. We grab about 10 of these and his laundry basket, filling them and squeezing them closed with as much water as we can possibly get in them. And then we take them, two clasped between each finger, so we have four per person, and we stand up on this balcony, and on the count of three, we both lob these down, and of course, strangely enough, the two skaters who didn't see us throwing them move away, and the one who, I guess, saw it, but saw it far too late, looked up and went, and kind of got that, oh my god, the sky's falling effect, and got hit by eight Ziploc bags of water. And the ones that didn't hit him hit his friends, because the way they explode, they actually landed flat, so all four corners, except the corner that you seal, so three of the corners explode in sort of like a claymore effect, spraying these guys. Blah, 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 blah. So we got these three skaters completely soaked. It was awesome. Later in the afternoon, I went in his bedroom and was looking out the window, and I go, oh, Chris, there's a cyclist coming. Quick, stop. Hang on. So we go quickly, run, grab another one. Well, we got one of those larger ones, like the big kick-ass ones. This weighed like a good 5 pounds.
The Glad bag.
Like the monster truck one. It's got to be like a foot square. So we're like, na 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 na, and he's waiting. I'm like, okay, hold on, throw. It falls and falls and falls in the slow motion of this guy slowly pedaling. slowly pedaling along, completely oblivious. He's like singing fucking La La Land songs, and he's just whistling along, doo-doo-doo, and suddenly, whap, this thing lands, like, misses his head, like, streaks by his head, lands right beside him. He swerves. He just about hits the parked cars, then swerves out into traffic, and regains his composure and continues to pedal at an accelerated rate. In which time, I don't remember exactly what happened because I fell back in his bed with tears in my eyes.
Was he soaked?
And, oh, fuck, he was so soaked. And he almost crashed into cars, which is more funny. And then oncoming traffic.
I have a story that beats that.
Really?
This is back in New York, and we were having a water balloon war. This started when somebody managed to get the top off the fire hydrant, and we were spraying each other with a can, which is a New York street kind of kid thing. Tradition, and then we ended up buying a bunch of water balloons, or balloons, filling them with water and tossing them at each other. Well, this finally escalated to the point that me and a friend of mine went up onto the roof of our building, and looking around, found this plastic bag. It was, like, huge. We basically ran a hose from his kitchen tap up through the window to the top of the building. It should be mentioned that in New York, the buildings are brownstones. They're all interconnected through the entire block and have about 3 stories high. So it's about 60, 70 feet up from, like, where the top of it is to the pavement. And we filled this bag up to the point where we were, like, having trouble closing it. We finally get it closed up, tied up, and we can't lift it. We have to roll it to the edge of the building. Now, not realizing that this is going to kill someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And fortunately,
you can't pick it up.
Yeah, fortunately, oh. God decided, but I should mention I was 12 years old at the time. God basically intervened and had none of my friends standing nearby. Oh. At this time, however, a police car pulled up to apparently talk with one of my friend's uncles, who might have had various reasons for being talked to by the police. I don't really remember at the time. And they basically went in and came back out, and we couldn't find any of our friends, and so the cops were just getting in to their car and just about to leave, and we said, okay, what we'll do is we'll push it down onto the car, and we'll run back inside the apartment, like down so they can't actually see us, and we'll get away because they won't know, and we'll close the windows. So this seemed like a good idea to us. And we pushed and ran inside, and so we did not see this, but I had it relayed to me what happened. A perfect hit right on the hood of the car goes, crunches the hood down, tears the block out of the, like, whatever the supports are, puts it into the pavement underneath. The cops apparently get out with their guns drawn, figuring they're taking fire, call for backup. We had 15 police cars pull up into the neighborhood.
Wow.
They never caught us, and we were very grateful.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Death Tracks sent us something, a WAVE file. I have no idea what it is.
Let's find out.
So we're just going to play it. We're going to find out what it is. Let me turn up the volume in here, because it's only 10 seconds long. Okay, here it is, and he said to say, hey, Death Tracks.
Hey, Death Tracks.
Anthrax?
Death Tracks!
Oh, it's 10 seconds of nothing.
Did it say anything?
No.
I heard absolutely nothing. That was.
Okay, we're going to play that again.
We're going to try it one more time.
The volume is up.
Another 10 seconds of silence for death tracks.
Well,
I guess that would be the track of death.
That's
the obituary for death tracks.
Well, death track.
That was amazing.
If basically that's what you intended to send us, may I just say or reiterate something I've said on other occasions? That sucks the corn nuts out of a dead goat's ass. Okay.
That was awesome. He sent us a little message to death with to say that sucks the corn nuts out of a dead goat's ass.
That was truly amazing.
Wow.
Send us more like that.
Here, let us know.
Yeah, here,
then go away.
Here for tech. Let's hear it for technically minded Americans. I can spell my name.
I am
a college graduate.
SMRT. SMART.
There's a little switch on your microphone. It says off and on.
Yeah.
Switch it to on.
And
turn up your volume.
Consolation prize. What is? We'll send him a speak and spell as a consolation prize.
Yeah, you can spell out his name.
Usually it's like, you know, before you hand in an English assignment, you read it.
Yeah.
Kind of like if you're gonna send a WAV file. You listen to it first. And if you had intended 10 seconds of silence, you could have just said, here's 10 seconds of silence.
We wouldn't have played it, though.
We might have even played it. I mean,
we might have played it.
But if it sucks ass that badly, well...
It's user error.
I guess that also...
Have a response.
Yeah. Do you have any response to that?
Yeah, he said something. He's been sending messages like crazy.
Okay.
He's a good typer. He says, cool how I talk to. Tell him to say death tracks,
okay?
It didn't make sense. My bad, oops.
My bad, oops.
Bad, oops. Okay, then.
Oh, wait, he's got more. It's getting better.
It's getting better. Let's see.
Getting better.
His name is Peter Davis.
Thank you, Peter Davis.
Thank you, chest thumper.
Okay, give us.
He's male and 14 years old.
Hey, male.
Oh,
14.
For fuck's sake, why aren't you downloading porn like every other 14-year-old? Yeah,
come on, kid.
Give me a break.
Kid, look, www.hotchicks.com, okay?
And he says LOL.
Laugh so loud.
How do I get to talk? Do we have a good one? Oh.
Send us.
No, we're going to open up the phone lines.
True. You can call us.
Toll free.
1-604-533-9191. And you can call one of those real cool plug in kind of 1010-321 or 1010 suck my ass or whatever you want to call. You can give us 10-10-10-10-10 if you want to.
Yeah.
101010101010.
I think 911 and then the number works.
Yeah, 911 then the number. Or 411 then
411 then the number.
611 or *611
Or
if
you
can
just phone the operator 0 and ask for Rant Radio. They'll be happy to help you and put you through immediately for no charge.
Right to us here after they
ask you. 1-800-RANT-RADIO.
So that's just once again, if you didn't quite catch that, because you know just how slow you might possibly be. That is after you've taken off the special shoes and happy hat, and you've gotten out of your little cage.
You have to find a blow to get around.
I think
we're
funny.
You take the short bus to school. I think gravity's warping in here.
Okay, so you do call. First, you pick up the phone.
Don't tell it. Don't say the number again, because we just want that guy to phone in.
Yeah, just pick up the phone. Make sure there's a dial tone, like a buzzy sound, like that sound you hear all the time anyway.
Ask your parents after.
Ask your parents after you've called. And say, I just called the radio show, and they made fun of me.
Anki
is here.
Anki, you want to come and diss some 14-year-old brat?
Who's technically minded? He must be an American. You must be related to MacGyver. Do you have any bubble gum? Maybe you can make a wave sound out of it. Ooga. Bunga bunga. So again, try that toll free number, and you can talk to us live. We'll put you on the internet.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world will hear you. If they're listening.
What happened to Inky?
Oh, Inky's story.
Remember that tree I was telling you about, the guy hitting yesterday?
Yeah.
You're nerd. You're brilliant. Yeah. I hit a tree at about 40K. I my back. Took a little bit of skin off.
Yeah.
My nail works.
Yeah.
But he's so damn lucky. Speaking of which, where's Amy?
Never showed up.
Selfish little bitch. I really needed a sympathy fuck right now.
C'est la vie.
Not quite as bad as the other guy. You can actually speak properly.
He's okay today, actually. I saw
really?
Him. Yeah, the guy who hit his head, he's walking around today. He's in kind of a haze. He's confused. But he knows his name.
Similar to our friend who sent us the wave.
Some guy sent us a 10-second silence wave, and he's 14. And
oh, okay.
He doesn't talk English.
We told him to turn
his
mic on, actually.
Did you really? Well, that would be a good start, I suppose. Another good start would be not being 14 and not being a little brat.
He thinks we're funny anyway, so.
Be bad.
By the way, I'm not 14.
Oh, so not only can you not spell,
liar.
You don't know how old you are.
That's okay.
He didn't tell
me. He's
just turned 15 since he made his profile. That's fine.
But, you got it right on the head, I'm sure. Wait, it'll tell us, because he put in his birthday.
Yeah.
If you want to send this guy a present, his birthday is July 29th, 1985.
Damn,
Leo. Smell that.
No, I'm putting it in the camera so they can get it.
Oh. No, he hasn't changed. His ICQ number is 41 million. So he just got it. So
okay,
screen cap.
Done.
Whoa!
That was the whole room moving.
Did you just step on?
I'm fine. If you can actually stick your knuckle in right here really fucking hard. Yeah, and like move it around and try to break a couple ribs, that would be great. Oh, man.
Bashukin's going to send us something. I say, go for it. Oh, but he hasn't sent it yet.
I got
into a tree at 40K.
Actually, I did the back off like a little one-foot jump. I just landed perfect. And that was it. That was the end of my run.
Did he win?
Anything after that. I got, I think, 17th out of 37.
That's a lot better than last time when your chain froze up.
Considering I hit a tree and I don't really have any memory of hitting
it. Oh, during the race?
I hit the tree during the race. I don't really remember anything. I remember seeing a tree coming straight at me. And then I remember being coming around a corner, two corners after the tree, on my bike. And people coming up to me all day and going, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? I totally wasn't hurt from hitting the tree. I was wearing full body armor.
That's good.
And I got really lucky, too. Mostly lucky.
Let's hear it for body armor.
Yeah. Body armor. And then the second thing was just this dinky little jump. I took the jump. I landed it perfectly. Textbook. Something in my back just lets go. Actually, same spot I injured last August. Remember, I did that really nasty fall, and mm-hmm. I was crippled for 2 weeks?
Yep.
Same exact spot in the ribs. And same thing helps if you try to break your finger off in my ribs. It feels really good.
Your ribs supposed to look like that?
Is there something wrong with them?
I don't know.
They're supposed to look like that.
That's kind of normal. That's
how they look if you don't have
that. That's called an inverted rib cage.
Normally abnormal. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I have the same thing.
If you lost all of that, you'd find something like that underneath.
Bashukin is sending something.
When Bashukin gets around off his fat ass and tries to send us something.
Done.
Oh,
it's
there
done.
It is.
Okay, we're going to play what Bashukin sent to us. If you want to send it to us, our ICQ number is 51558. Yes, I got it a hell of a long time ago. It's up to 31 million.
And
I'm 51,000.
51,000.
Yeah, I opted in pretty quick because I thought it was pretty cool. But AOL owns it now, so I don't know. They haven't fucked with it yet. And they haven't messed with
Give them
they haven't messed with Netscape
lists.
Either. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing stuff you read about the ICQ thing there.
Yeah, they're going to be sending us advertising on demand.
On demand.
Wow.
It's only if
hey.
We sign up though, right?
Oh,
now.
Sure.
By the way,
yeah.
Go ahead. Did anybody hear?
That's it. Advertising on demand.
News.
Wow.
The great tech news of this week.
Dipix is dead.
That's what I was going to do next.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Very
the
timely.
Death of Dipix.
The
Thank
death
God.
Of Dipix.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Okay. See you in an hour. See you in an hour.
We all think harmonious thoughts of Anki having a shower.
Oh. And if you want to see Anki almost completely naked, you could go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com. Go to schedule, click on What the Hell, then click on DJs, and click on Anki.
And then you can think about it.
And you can think all you want about
you
it.
You can fantasize about it.
And we've got
no
vortex. We know he fantasizes about all of you.
Every night.
Every
one of you.
Here's that clip from Bashukin. So
oh, Anki wants to say something.
Oh, hang on.
Yes, almost.
Where did this new picture of me completely
It's not new. It's not completely new. your hand is covering the nasty bits.
Well, that's fucking old. That's January.
They're called naughty bits.
Naughty bits. That's what I was looking for.
No, they're nasty bits.
He's got more scars.
He's got more scars. New and improved Enki. Okay, this is the 5-second thing that Bashukin sent us. And see if he turned on his mic. He didn't actually make that. He stole that off the internet.
It was Windows opening.
The significance of that is that's the sound that Windows makes when it starts up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not that exact sound.
It's the default of Windows 95.
I had that removed, I think, right away, so I don't recognize it.
It also takes up precious CPU power if you only have a 133.
Yes, precious, yeah, precious.
Brain, don't you?
You're just going to keep picking on me about that, aren't you?
I have a 133 as well.
Yeah, I know. But
I also have 64 megs of RAM. I'm also on the internet.
And so does Drexel, doesn't he? 133?
No,
that's just what it says. It's just what it says on
the computer.
Change
the LED. It takes more time.
I admit it, I have a piece of shit computer, but as I said before, that's because...
Two, count them, two CD-ROMs.
You need
and
that.
And it's not on the internet.
No, I kept my first CD-ROM.
Wonderful to game, wonderful to music.
Because it was basically, the guy was telling me it was apparently a better than average CD-ROM for audio sound.
Yeah.
That's what he told me. And so he wanted to buy it off me, and so...
You said suck my ass, he didn't come outside.
I just didn't like the way... Something he said basically made me think that the amount of money he was going to give it to me for was basically a hand job. And so I just didn't trust the fucker. So
you opted for the retry.
Yeah.
Death Tracks has come back with some more stuff.
Because he doesn't know how to use the undernet server, and he keeps sending
in
his
the
fucking
Rant Radio
ICQs.
Channel. But I'm keeping up with the ICQs today because I've cleared out my backlog.
Hey,
are you the guys who do the prank calls? If not, where can I find the people that are? We sort of do prank calls. We haven't done them in a while because they usually fail because we never get through. We may do them a little bit later. We might try them tonight if we run out of things to talk about.
And if not, you can try your own.
Yeah, you can try your
from
own.
From your own home. And make sure that...
911's a good
one. You can prank call 911.
Is he thinking maybe of the Jerky Boys?
Maybe. I don't know if there's a...
Because we're not the Jerky Boys.
There's not
the
Jerky Boys online.
No.
Well, there is a Jerky Boys online. They just play Jerky Boys all day long.
Yeah, but that's not Jerky Boys online.
Maybe both of them.
It's not the Jerky Boys doing it. He says, are you there? Yeah, I'm here for you. I'm here for you, Death Tracks. You and only you.
Yeah.
I think I'll put down my mic. We'll just make the radio show silence and just talk to you all night.
Think about you.
Do one, he says.
Do one.
Later.
Why don't we come through there?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we turn you back? What's your mother's phone number? We'll call her.
How about this?
Okay?
You call us because we're not going to call you.
You call us.
You call us.
And
remember,
I sent you the phone number. No, don't.
We're not going to plug it again because
it's not. We don't want
it's numbers. So.
Oh, Frankie. Oh, he's sending it me differently. Frankie's sending me a WAV file. We're just getting lots of WAV files tonight. That's kind of cool. And we're going to save it. It's called Black Jeopardy Spelling, which could be racist. Spelling.
Good.
But we'll play it anyway.
I'm glad. It's about time we got some racist shit on here.
That was Dax. Our residential.
Play real quick, Clay. www.clan.com.
He says now. Death Track says now. Do it now. No.
Oh, throw a tantrum. Go pound sand, kid.
Go pound sand.
Here's some advice. Look both ways before you cross the street, and then go fuck a wall.
You know what?
You probably did eat yellow snow just to see what it was like, didn't you?
On demand.
Don't eat yellow snow, and he did. What a rebel.
Occasionally, but.
Heck, eat brown snow, don't you?
He tries all
are
the
you
flavors.
Into fecal matter? Were you into playing in your diaper?
Here's a word for you. Spongy.
You are the epitome of a fluffer. You never mind.
Playing in your sand trap. I think as a kid, you found those.
You know those little logs? They weren't wood. They were there because of your cat. And G.I. Joes are not supposed to play with them. Neither are you. So they tasted kind of ashy, you know, like kind of like the cat food you used.
Low ash.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to cue it.
You know why your mom didn't buy cookies? Because, well, she could buy dog biscuits and you still ate those. And then she didn't have to buy you a toothbrush, neither, because you really had a nice shiny coat.
Strong teeth and shiny coat.
Strong teeth.
Rival flavor.
Rival flavor.
Rival.
Okay, we're going to play something that Head Dion sent to us. not Temptation by New Order. We don't have that on the computer. I would if I did.
Shut up, Vortex.
Black Jeopardy spelling one, and it's 29 seconds.
Let's go with spelling four. Not too good at it.
Let me go with 100, okay?
Why could spell it if you ain't good at it, but hey, pick another category.
Welfare.
Oh, that's
angry black.
Welfare, what is
it? I thought you was asking me to spell it.
No, you got to buzz in. Go ahead, angry black.
It'd be spelled W-E-L-F-A-R-E.
One L, that is correct. Welfare. Angry black, take the category.
Wow.
That was
really
cool.
Dumb.
Thanks, Ted Welfare.
Thanks, Ted PR. Not only do your comments suck, your input sucks as well. So we're glad you're a listener, though. Please, stay tuned.
Deathtrack says he'll be quiet if we do a whatever.
We don't care if you're quiet. You know, we can just ignore you.
This is a good week for us. Not often do we get two fucking good wives around.
True enough.
People are fucking pathetic. You bounce ideas off one another. Do you guys, like, combine your brain power to come up with these stupid fucking ideas to harass us?
See, there's a simple reason why they bounce ideas off each other. Because nothing sticks.
True enough.
You guys are the Teflon mind of the 90s generation. You know that?
Okay, we're going to do the next news story, and it's on the IRC and the internet servers and the Rant Radio channel if you'd like to follow along at home.
If you don't, who cares?
Death of DIVX. And
yay!
The official death, I mean, has been dead all along. And
just to explain what DIVX is, who wants to take this one?
Let the host handle
this. We'll let the host handle this one.
Okay, this was the competitor against DVD, and basically it's a big money grab.
It's a really shitty acronym, too.
That's right.
This thing's DIVX.
DIVX.
How do you spell DIVX? Well, most Americans can't spell it. It is.
That's why they got U.S.
Hey, I spell it phonics!
That's why it failed.
I got phonics! I done made it up, I swear.
Their basic big selling point was that you do not have to return your rentals back to the store after you've watched the movie.
Because
you rent the movie, because it's just plastic anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
disposable crap. Yeah,
disposable crap, and that was probably a big backfiring. It's like, wow, you just throw it away? You don't reuse it?
In the age of recycling.
That's environmentally friendly. Good move. Good PR move, I think. Yeah.
Makes great insulation.
Stupid American fucking company.
So
actually, this was Japanese. This was originally Japanese.
Yeah. American idea.
It was
implemented by Americans.
I have no idea what
this. The company in North America that was
going
to
Circuit City.
Circuit City.
They got a really bad rap for doing this.
Yeah.
Circuit City.
So they were basically going,
also the same company. I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but. There was a guy who just wanted to do some price comparisons between electronics places.
I remember this.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even let him take a notepad in to write down their prices to compare with other places.
They were that good.
They actually had the guy arrested and taken away by the cops.
Because he was writing down numbers.
And then they had Dan Rather from CBS News coming down there, or somebody from one of the big news organizations, and they wouldn't let them in the door.
That's so dumb. So they're basically saying that you can build up your movie collection for $5 a movie. And the way it worked is that this DIVX player, when you bought it from Circuit City, because that's the only place you could buy it from, because it sucked.
Not realizing monopolies generally don't work. But
not very well. Sometimes, but not in this case.
Yes, yeah. Nobody apparently learned the story of Sony and Betamax.
Was that a monopoly kind of thing?
Well, Sony was
their format of computers.
Sony was the only company that had Betamax. Now, technically, Betamax was a better system.
It is better, yeah.
But the thing is, Sony wouldn't license it to any other company, and they wanted to control the production of all the videos that came in.
We'll just point out, say, for game engines, Quake. They just opened it right fucking wide.
Yeah.
Look how many Quake games are.
Yeah.
Competition breeds success.
Mm-hmm.
Competition
is healthy.
Yep, that's right. And so you bought these DIVX players, and it has a modem built in. And what you do is you rent the movie, and I guess you authorize it at the movie place. You put it in your player. It dials up the DIVX headquarters make sure that you actually rented this movie tonight. It gives you your 24-hour viewing time.
Actually, it was 48 hours.
Yeah, that's right. It was 48 hours viewing time, so you could watch your movie and enjoy it for 48 hours.
And you could only watch it once.
You could watch it as many times as you can.
Okay.
Squeeze it in after that window of opportunity closed.
I think the rental one was you could watch it. It's so screwed up. The rental one was you could watch it for 48 hours, as many times as you want.
And
then you've got this piece of plastic after 48
hours. Which you could choose then at a later date if you wanted to pay the rest of the purchase price. You could actually have them unlock the code on it so you could watch it again.
Strangely enough, there are code breakers, and they easily would have failed at this anyway.
But never mind that. It's just let's just go into the idea of how much we want to just completely control the market. I mean,
just a bit.
It's more corporate bullshit
to pay per view and pay per listen to DVDs and that kind of crap anyway.
Yeah, and they've got records of all the movies you watch. It's like, wow, he just watches a lot of porn.
Yeah.
Somebody out there would have a record of every movie you watch, how often you watch it, and...
can you say...
Marketing.
Sales, marketing. Oh. Marketing.
Yeah, gee, marketing. I wonder if they would then sell those lists
to our bastards who now own ICQ.
Yeah.
So
they wouldn't sell those lists.
All I have to say is that we danced a joyous little jig upon its fucking grave.
Okay. And also, if you actually turn this CD into a gold CD where you could watch it as many times as you like, say you wanted to go over to your friend's birthday party and his favorite movie was, whatever, Scarface. So you brought Scarface over and you popped it in his DIVX player, and lo and behold, you couldn't play it, even though you've paid the full price, because it doesn't work in his.
Only
you didn't pay. You didn't pay for it in his.
It only works in yours.
Okay, and another thing.
That is a weak, dumbass product.
No, they're just trying to grab the market by the balls and heart. I mean, it's bullshit.
Okay, and you buy The Lion King for your kids. They really like The Lion King. They watch it every day. Seven times a day. They pop it in and out, play it for their friends, and at the end of the month you get this bill for hundreds of dollars for watching The Lion King in a month. It's just totally stupid. People were confused by it, and they saw right through it, and it died a horrible death.
There's also a story of a guy that went to, I think he was in a hotel or something,
mm-hmm.
Didn't speak, I don't think he spoke English. I think he was from some neighboring country. Anyway, Peru, something like that. Anyway.
Bolivia.
He started flipping through movie channels. Every time you queue a movie channel, it bills you for the movie. He went through 1,500 channels, and they got a bill at the end of something like $4,000 or $5,000 in just in movies.
Oh.
And he didn't watch any of them.
Yeah, he flipped through and went.
Channels.
Just flipping channels. He's flipping channels
for
like
English, so
2 or 3 days. He's just looking for something interesting.
Probably looking for Mr. Bean.
Yeah. So anyway,
he can watch it.
He claimed he didn't understand what was going on, and they have to reimburse him. That's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
So much as someone's stealing my entire wallet. Not only did they not use any of my credit cards or anything useful, they actually threw it in a trash can in Pigeon Park, in which I got it back, which is quite funny.
Okay.
And the only thing they took was my calling card, and they called Iran for half an hour. Do you know what Iran in half an hour at 2:30 in the afternoon costs? $300.
Are you kidding? So
I reversed the charges.
Oh.
So somebody in Iran got a $300 Canadian bill.
As they should. Then they can deal with it. They talked for the half an hour.
Yeah.
They can deal with their friend that they talked with for half an hour.
It's
the only way they can deal with it, right?
We got hit for something like that. I had a cordless phone. And
security.
Somebody basically, I guess, hacked into it or something. And basically... called a bunch of... No, there was a couple of people.
It wasn't a 900 sex number.
They were sex numbers.
Oh, we have a phone call.
They were all sex numbers.
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Who is this?
Who is this?
And I asked first.
It's Samarian.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Can't get on to your website.
Oh, it's Sir Rad.
Yeah.
You can't get onto our website.
And I can't load your wonderful program. Bam! Let's stop. What's the score?
Well, we're going to go there right now. It's
www.rantradio.com.
And, well, it's contacting host. Host contacted, waiting for reply.
Net split. Oh.
And it's waiting. And it's waiting.
Welcome to the wonderful world of...
Don't you love servers? Then they go down.
What's going on? Okay. Since I know what server this is on, I'm going to try another web page.
I want my money back.
You don't get your money back. You didn't pay anything. You're not even paying long-distance charges for this phone call.
But we're cheap anyways.
It looks like it's down. There seems to be a big problem on the internet today, I found. Are you on the wave, Sir Rad?
No.
Okay, because there's some wave buttons, too. What? Hey, I stepped on the boom mic.
It wasn't me, it was someone else.
Yeah, it apparently is down right now.
Okay, I gotta go. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye-bye. That was
Are we on the air then? Or?
Oh, we're on the air. It's totally different from where our webpage is. Yeah, there's still people listening. Let's see. Yeah, there's still people listening.
Good.
So Sir Rad can just wait a bit. This is bullshit.
How many people are listening today?
Oh, we never reveal that.
We never reveal
it's
that.
In the millions.
Hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people. How am I supposed to listen if I can't get the fucking service? This bike's a big kahuna. Well, too bad.
Hey,
missed the radio show again. Oh, that was Shadow Child. Do we know who Shadow Child is?
Yeah.
Pamela.
Now you revealed her secret identity.
Oh, my God!
He said the secret word.
The downstairs neighbors yesterday really, really didn't. Not yesterday, last week. Got kind of irate.
They're also the outside of the window open.
The window was wide open, and their window was wide open, too, because it was boiling hot.
When they gave us some bullshit line like he was getting up early, I was going to say I get up at 5, but...
Well, tell you what, if you ever want to get up again, you'll shut the fuck up. No. Some guy was disposable.
You guys didn't see him.
We're going to bring over...
He was big.
Next time, we're going to bring over fucking chickens R-15 with that fucking M203 grenade launcher in the bottom. Pardon me, flare launcher.
Flare launcher.
And she said she missed the radio show again. Oh, she's offline.
Oh. Don't
she came
it.
Online for like a second.
No, don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. She stays offline. She's like she's a hidden type person. She'll put you on offline.
Somebody says, a drunkie wonderful. Isaac 509. This is the guy who does our mirror for us, our T3 mirror. Mm-hmm. We love him.
Really?
Sim, DNS has failed to rantradio.com. Ooh. Actually, that would affect our mirror. That sucks. Oh, well. Show's almost over anyway. Samarian, it's a DNS, not network connectivity, that has failed. We should have Sonic do tertiary. I'm pronouncing it completely wrong. Tertiary DNS for you guys. That'll be cool. We'll have to set that up. Okay, I think it's time now, once again, every week for our weekly thing that we haven't done an intro for. Gross hospital stories. We'll have to get some laughs.
Yeah. Okay, before that gets into that, I'm...
And no.
Bye, Bert!
Bye, Bert! Captain Kirk is out
Bye,
here.
Bye, Bert!
See you next week.
Say hi to Ernie.
We're going to zoom in.
Bye, Bert.
Disgusting hospital stories. Disgusting.
Now he's got that wonderful pose now, too. Give her some cleavage. Come on.
I don't want to see your tits.
Look at me. I've got bigger tits than you.
Work it. Oh, show us the money, show us.
Fuck you. All right. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, I worked in a hospital for about 5 years. And in that time, I saw many things that would gross anybody out. But tonight, I'm going to talk about what happens when a human being tries to play tag with a train.
Did you do the ballad of...
Yes, I did.
Yep,
I did the ballad of Irene Wallace's leg last week.
There will be a CD compilation.
There will be a CD compilation eventually.
Okay.
Yep, okay, now, what happened when someone hit the train? It appears that this weenie came out from Ontario to BC, beautiful British Columbia, to try to hook up with some friends that he knew because he found out he had AIDS. He wasn't very happy about this. Now, I can
probably not
kind of agree with him on that one.
As Desmond also has AIDS.
No, I don't. Well, not yet.
Do I need to do now?
Get away from me, you freak. Anyhow.
And also with the ass touching.
He came out to, first of all, to Vancouver from what... This is what I got from the police afterwards. Apparently he was out in Vancouver and got into some sort of tussle down at... I'm trying to think of the name of the damn hotel now.
Tussle would be a fight.
The Drake?
No, it wasn't the Drake. Some local...
Number five orange?
Some sleaze pit down there.
Astoria?
Astoria.
I mean, can't remember the name of it. Don't bother just...
Bucky, the Ivanhoe?
Bucky, shut up.
Bucky's 501?
Apparently, our Vortex knows all of these clubs.
An undisclosed downtown location.
Thank you. After being a problem for the cops where they picked him up and let him go, he got on our transit system and managed to make it all the way out to Langley, where he discovered the transit system pretty much ends.
Denied.
And so he decided to try to walk back.
The transit system after that is walking.
Yes.
We well, actually look, catch moose as they run by.
You're on 2 feet.
And so this is what he did. Tried to catch moose and failed to do so. So he saw an oncoming train. Now, according to the driver, he stepped out in front of the tracks, onto the tracks in front of the train. The driver honked his horn of the train, trying to convince this guy that it would be a good idea to get off, and he didn't.
Darwin Award winner!
Yep. So the train.
Thank you for removing yourself from the gene pool.
The train hit this guy and knocked him 100 feet back through a plate glass window of a store.
Oh, wow. Where is this in my mind?
This is a couple of years back. This is about, oh, God, I guess it would be about year four that I was working there, so that would be about 96.
So what store did you go through? Like, which train crossing?
Right downtown Langley. On
200th?
Yeah,
Jordan's Carpet or something?
Around 200, something like that. There's a big store with a bunch of windows, and he went right through it.
Jordan's
Carpet. In the neighborhood subway.
So he goes through the... They come down, pick him up, bring him down to us, and as the nurses and doctors begin working on him, we go through his wallet, and we discover a do not resuscitate order that he has gotten. This means that he basically, if anything happens, he wants no extreme measures, actually no measures at all, basically enacted to save his life. And so...
Don't let me die!
Now, the thing is, because it was an attempted suicide, there's some argument of whether or not we actually have to try and resuscitate him. But finally, the doctor kind of looked at him, and he was DOA, so dead on arrival, so we just kind of left him.
Yeah.
Now, this story wouldn't be really that disgusting until we get to the final part of it. Now it comes the time to take him down to the morgue.
Uh-huh.
And
we got industrial strength vacuum cleaner.
Actually, he wasn't really, the skin was all intact. There was one scrape on his forehead, and that was it. It looked reasonably intact, except for he looked wrong. He looked lumpy. I am not making this up. So I find out that basically he has AIDS, so we have a different procedure for that. I have to gown and glove before we basically transport him.
Yeah.
And
he likes the gown.
Yes, I do. It's a formal.
Is it one that's open in the back still so you can see the crack of your ass?
No. it's the actual good kinds that they give to the doctor.
I sold two of those. I've got them in my place.
So
great for kinky sex.
Special occasions.
I'm sure. So we go to roll him onto the backboard to put him onto the gurney.
And he sloshes.
No. If he sloshes, I could have handled that.
He clinked.
His insides clinked. Okay. It felt like you were rolling a bag of...
Utensils?
Like wet marbles is the only way to describe it.
It's Lincoln Logs.
It was. He clinked. So we put him onto the backboard, and as we're shifting him over... Normally, the backboard is strong enough to kind of, like, support him. Now he's starting to, like, kind of ooze over the sides. Because literally... He's draping. He has no ribs.
He's been turned into a single-celled organism.
He is the epitome of a single-celled organism.
So we got him onto the gurney with no real problem. Except
there's
for
always room for Jell-O.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Jell-O made from...
Now, if this doesn't add insult to injury... Because he's an AIDS victim, rather than putting him in our cooler, we have to put him in one of the drawers.
Okay.
And we have to basically use a hoist to put him in the drawer.
Oh.
No, no. There's a large metal pan that kind of hooks to that, so there's no wetness really involved in this. But as we basically get him onto the top and we go to slide him in, the hoist bolt that holds the winch breaks. And the whole assembly comes tumbling down, except for my partner who's standing underneath it, who catches this wet bag of human
fuck.
There were no body fluids, there was no spillage. It was just a grim evening.
He held onto his shoulders and everything fell to his feet.
That is
like a garment bag in your shoes.
I got hit by a train and he tried one on one with a train.
Just in behind.
I can do it. Then he went 100 feet to a plate glass window.
And he didn't get superpowers out of it.
And that is the story of why people actually have another story of why people shouldn't play with trains, but it's nowhere near as fun.
I saw a video on the internet. About not playing with trains. Mom, don't try this at home. Oh. Running with your little girl across train tracks, you just stop dead. Sometimes little girl keeps running.
What? That one's disgusting.
Oh, it's vile. A little spray of blood and the girl goes off like a propeller.
Yeah. I've seen that one with a car. It's not nearly as bad with that car that gets hit by, I guess it's a semi truck or something.
Yeah. The pickup truck.
The pickup truck that goes in. Oh, you see him brake and the fucking pickup truck just kind of disappears with the train. It's like one of those comedic cartoons where they just all of a sudden the freight train comes out of nowhere and takes the car away.
That's exactly how it happens.
But that's
you
it.
You never issue driver's licenses to coyotes.
Yeah. He was being chased by the cops. That guy, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, there was nothing left. They just
45 G's of acceleration.
Yeah,
a puddle.
0 to whatever the truck was.
When the metal becomes liquidy.
I worked as a...
It's like you're telling me the lady under the dashboard?
Yeah. It wasn't a lady, it was a guy. I worked as a volunteer fireman for a couple of years, and my first really bad car wreck was a guy in a Corvette who hit a telephone pole at about 120 miles an hour.
Miles.
Yeah, we're converting us for those Americans, actually, because you don't know how fast that is in kilometers. It would boggle your mind. You know what? We get to go faster up here because, well, we're Canadians, so we're allowed to. It's because we all know how to drive, and we can read.
He impacted into the pole. Now, he didn't have his seatbelt on. Now, he, of course, went flying out the windshield, hit the pole, bounced back inside the car.
Ouch.
Except, well, we didn't know that. We get there, and there is blood everywhere, and we can't find him. So we're looking out in the fields, and we're trying to find this poor son of a bitch. And all of a sudden, one of the rookies is looking in the car, and he notices a large clump of hair in the back seat, behind the driver's seat. And he pulls the seat forward, and something kind of slops down. It's the passenger. It's the driver. He's literally basically turned into a puddle in the back seat.
In his skin.
Well, what was left of it? It was mostly just sheared every. It was a fucking mess.
You're telling me about another one where there was a guy, and it was a guy who same thing got. I think it was a front ender, or he hit a building or something, and they get him to the hospital, and he's all frantic and freaking out, and they think he's just kind of fucking mental.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, like at the end of this, like after they give him all the stitches and get him all calmed down, fill him full of morphine, he's like. Where's my girlfriend? Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's gone. You gotta find my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, where's your girlfriend? She was in the car with... No, sir, you were the only person in the car. No, she was in the passenger seat. She was there, Matt. There was...
100-odd, couple hundred feet from
me. She was under the dashboard.
Oh, under the dashboard?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She was, like, smeared under the dashboard. Like, crumpled. I think that's where they got the idea for crumple bumpers.
That's nasty.
There is a lot of sick stuff that I've seen. I've seen way too much gross and too much human.
I saw on Halloween one year, I lived in Granville Island, and we came around the seawall on our way underneath the Granville Bridge, and someone had tried to commit suicide by jumping off and landing in the very shallow man-made pond, basically, that's next to Kids Only Market. And I guess the wind carried him onto the seawall. And he looked like a modern art piece. His head was all over the place, and he was kind of like in a weird handstand on his shoulders.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
It's amazing how the human body breaks up. It really is. I mean, I'm not saying
I refer to Tomb Raider, where you can actually make Lara Croft jump off and do a swan dive onto, like, sheer granite. She makes that kind of crunchy sound. You can only imagine that.
Nasty. nasty.
I've never the farthest I've ever seen someone fall was only about three stories, and that was accompanied by a shotgun blast that was propelling him out the window of those three stories. But
wow. We saw
straight out of a movie.
Saw there was my friend Morris.
You know, my friend basically was trying to get his ball back. It was on the fire escape of the front of the building.
Yeah.
And so he was up there. Old man thought that he was trying to be robbed again, so he fired. The kid went flying off the fire escape, fell the three stories, and crunch.
Dead.
Watch
that happen. We saw one last quick one. We saw two. Well, I didn't see. My friend Morris saw on a BCTEL building down Arbutus and like 13th. There's a BCTEL communications building, fairly tall, probably about, I don't know, four stories. It's sheer concrete. There's no windows or anything. Two guys were painting it. Two brothers actually were painting it with very large extensions using rollers, rolling it all. And they had a bunch of stuff hanging off the building like window cleaners. And they're painting away, and the guy swings his pole over, rolls a bunch of paint, swings it back up. By this time, they're all covered in this oil-based paint. They're all covered with all their clothes and their shoes and their fucking poles and everything, and this guy reaches back and touches off on one of the electrical, where he burst into flames and then fell four stories. So insult to injury, and he didn't die.
Nasty.
So he broke pretty much everything, including his hip and pelvis and fucking...
He
broke him in half. Yeah, he still lived.
Oh.
Third-degree burns on 98% of his body or something.
Man.
I remember back when I was in Vietnam, we were doing like these missions in Laos, right? It was just me and my four buddies. It was really hairy, that's why I'm laughing about it. But we got surrounded by like a company. We spread it all around both.
Getting a lot of stuff all right.
It's really dramatic, man. We had to break out our shovels or fill the field fast on throwing shovels. I got this fucker's head off.
I said, you see that head going bot? Holy fuck, man. You see that head going bot? Damn.
You are a shameless bitch. You know that?
I was too quiet for too long, man. And there was the time I shaved off my eyebrow.
Yeah.
I was at AMB Sound once, and in Surrey, where the SkyTrain tracks were, and there's this guy up on the SkyTrain tracks walking along, and there's police came and stuff, and he was going to jump off, and I was there for 45 minutes, but he never jumped off. Very disappointed. He came down.
In New York, this is no lie, because I have stood in a crowd and done this. We will chant for a person to jump.
Just to get our day over with,
Joe, you saw some guy go through a billboard, too.
Yeah, well, no, that was back when I was working at, I worked at Coney Island. Mm. And the yo-yo, I mean, we've all taken that ride. That's the one that's, it's a chain on a little seat, and there's a whole bunch of them, and the thing spins around, and centrifugal force propels you out.
Right.
These are the little metal seats that on the swing sets for, like, four-year-olds.
Yes.
And, you know, you get, like, a 280-pound guy on there, and it's just not the same kind of safety.
Anyhow, I guess it had put enough stress from those 280-pound guys that when the next time this little 15-year-old black kid got on, the chain snapped, and the kid got whipped, and he flew about, it's not even really that far, it's only about, like, 60, 70 feet. And he hit...
Only.
No, seriously, considering how far you could have flown, or I've seen people fly, that's not that far. He impacted against the billboard, right above the area where the concessions was.
He got up and wanted his money back.
I didn't see the kid really hit. I kind of saw the kid go flying, and I was working at a...
Dex, reply to that was, hey, want a hot dog with that?
No, I wasn't working the session. I was working the midway, and you know that cheap little game where you throw the darts at the balloon?
Yeah.
I was working that.
Mm.
And I got out of my station, ran over, and the kid was everywhere. He was just red smear.
Ooh.
People, weeks later, they were still cleaning up the blood.
Wow.
Of course, that was the same year they closed down Coney Island for safety. That was... do you remember the...
complete review, huh?
Well, do you remember that was the same year we also had a death on the roller coaster? Somebody flew out of the roller coaster.
Right.
Wow.
I wasn't there that day that happened. And also, there was a parachute ride where the seat that's attached to the large frame came loose, and they plummeted without the
the chute.
Oh, oh man.
So the screams weren't of like, fun and joy. They were screams of, I'm dying.
Yeah, so when, every time which I go on an amusement park ride, and I do go on a lot of them, despite what I've seen and heard, I always think that basically, you know, this will be such a stupid fucking way to die. Well, please, Jesus, don't let me die this way.
We'll refer back to the Sky Coaster at P&E where they gave, what was it, you the pull cord?
This is the Sky Screamer at MGM's amusement park in Las Vegas. And they hook a cable to your ass as basically me and a friend of mine are kind of laying down flat, and they hoist us back up.
Jans the Jew.
280 feet above the desert, and you can literally look out beyond the city
and see the curvature of the desert
beyond Vegas.
Wow, I can see my house from here. And now I live in Canada.
I tell you, going up was the scariest thing, and you're just kind of hanging there, and they give you a second to look around. And then they come on with this loudspeaker, and you actually have the ripcord, and you're supposed to pull it yourself.
I
was so scared I was going to freeze up that the minute they said go,
I pulled it
immediately. And it's like, 3, 2, 1, fly, go! And I yank the cord, and I hear the most scariest sound I've ever heard. Ka-tink, tink. And nothing happens for like a second and a half as gravity tries to make up her mind what she's going to do to you. And then you fall.
Just like Wile E. Coyote. First the ass, then the shoulders, then the chin, then last but not least your eyes. And then you just quickly... The small sign that says help goes and...
I don't know. I honestly don't know what happens if you don't pull the cord. No.
Well, there's only one way to come back down.
Yeah.
It's a pendulum swing, right?
Yeah, it's a pendulum swing, yeah. So it was rather fun. But, I mean, we wanted to go back on, but the lineup was like 2 days after us.
2 days.
Yeah. It was just booked that far in advance.
Plus, I don't know if we even told this, what Pseudo Sumo with Sean Kennedy and I at Indy.
Oh.
It was absolutely dead, and Sean Kennedy and I got in there. And actually, they made rules after we quit. They made rules of things you can't do anymore. That's pretty good.
Because of
you. Really, we did. The guy actually paid us.
You want a microphone, or you're just putting your hand
up
there?
He gave us a bunch of free time to fucking run around and shit, because, oh my god, the video camera's going to explode.
Complaining. It doesn't matter.
Yes. It's going to explode.
You're only a piece of technology.
Get your bitching.
It's only a 2-hour tape.
Oh, cry.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hammer left us at 10:38. He says he has to get up in 5 hours, so he'll talk to us later. Good show. Take care. Keep your stick on the ice. What a faithful listener. He has to get up early in the morning.
He is the shit.
Hammer's a great guy.
That's why he's on our website. If you people out there were listening and you were great people, we'd put you on our website, but we don't care. Until you prove yourself worthy,
be great.
Suck ass. Fuck away.
Corn nuts.
Right.
Corn nuts.
Have you given anybody a little cheap preview saying, hey, Rant TV, check it out?
Yeah, go watch Rant TV, even though the DNS is down and nobody's watching. Nobody's listening.
Really? DNS is down?
Yeah, so Rant TV's not working either.
So when do you do the Rant TV show?
Rant TV is a station. Actually, it's like a satellite TV over the internet.
So when is it on right now?
It's
July
1st.
It's
there's
July 1st.
Something
www.ranttv.com.
What?
Clips stuff.
And that's all for you technological stuff. Types. That's all lowercase.
So you 14-year-old douchebags, it's not for you. go
and
read
more.
That
means you can't hit, yes, I'm 18. And if you do, we'll find you.
And I'll kill you. Because that's my job here at Rant Radio, is to kill people.
That's why he's not always the guest star, and that's why he can't always be here, because sometimes he's off in far reaches
people.
Of North America.
Believe me,
people.
I've seen this. It's not pretty.
It's Sean's necklace. It's all made of finger bones. It's real cool.
Has Sean Kennedy, the man, had to pay out on any of his hits yet?
No.
No.
Too bad.
He's got a big credit.
No NABLA killings yet?
No.
No NABLA killings. Nobody's reported in yet.
We're kind of disappointed about that one.
We will say that Enki is now zestfully clean and sitting on the bed having his dinner.
He smells nice, too.
He smells pretty. Look at those feet.
I would, yeah.
So
it took me 20 minutes to take a shower and get all the sand out of my fucking hair.
It's actually a pretty short shower.
You've only got a little bit of hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes. You want to talk about showers?
Don't
my
talk about
roommate
showers.
the coma boy.
Coma boy can take
over an hour in the fucking shower. We don't know what he does in there. We don't want to know what he does in there.
Maybe he has trouble getting off.
We think he's originally from a water breathing race.
Water breathing race.
John Kennedy and I, Desmond, and we all pretty much agree. Unless you're out mountain biking and you're really fucking dirty, and you got to take 20 minutes to clean yourself. If you take more than 10 minutes in a shower to clean yourself, you're jerking off. And we all know this. And we all talk about you behind your back.
Because we know this, and it's out in the open now.
We talk about him in front of
this. Yeah, that's right. He totally jerks off. We know it.
We know it.
I don't go into the bathroom. He doesn't deny it.
You go into the bathroom, but just don't take a shower.
That explains that milky buildup around the drain.
Do you know why? That's not conditioner in the hair of the drain.
Bring your own baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
And your bar of soap.
So, back to Rant TV.
Back to Rant TV. www.ranttv.com. Check it out when the DNS server picks up.
July 1st.
It'll have its own DNS soon.
That'd be Canada Day because we're before Americans.
That's right.
Canada Day, baby.
Okay.
I think we're done.
I think we're out of here.
It's 11 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah, we didn't put a movie, guys.
And that, no, we didn't, unfortunately.
We're so done.
We're so done
we can do a quote from Sean Kay and the Man when he walked into a burnt-out photo place with Corey Dowie, Jason Dowie, and another... slave of Jason Dowie and Corey Dowie, in combat pants, combat boots, and his happy face T-shirt with a bullet hole in the middle, with his box cut sporting and keen glasses. The poor man who had his entire place gutted by fire, who did not have fire insurance, was standing in the corner with the insurance adjusters who were patting him on the back, saying, "Yes, I'm sorry, this is not covered under flood." Sean Kennedy came in, looked around. Put his hands on his hips, just like Gene Simmons, or fucking, who's that guy with the poofy hair who does...
Richard Simmons.
Just like Richard Simmons. Wide-legged stance, looked around, took a big, deep breath and said, "Ding, cookies are done, man!" In which the man in the corner quickly collapsed. In absolute tears. For the simple fact that this man had just lost everything in his world, and Sean came in and pretty much concluded everything in that one small sentence. Ding, the cookies are done.
Thereby proving Sean has...
I mean, that is... That is sensitivity.
You want to say tact.
That is compassion for your fellow
human. That is pure compassion. And he really knew it. He really emphasized it. Ding! Cookies are done, man!
How old was he at this time?
I think we were 17. No. It was later than that. It's like 17, 18.
That makes sense, because he was that bad around that time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did many things with the Dowies, and I must say, none of which I am proud to say.
Or admit.
That's the most heartless thing I've ever heard, and wait till you see the video.
At least until the statute of limitations runs out.
Yeah, that was pretty heartless. Way more heartless.
That was pretty heartless, I must say. And we did review the video, and it's very
good. Did you actually? Was it
good?
Yeah,
it was good.
It is so nice.
We'll watch it out.
You are so sweet in the video.
Am I really?
It's a fucking awesome, man. We have got to put it on there.
That's my girl.
That's my girl. Bang! Are you okay? And then he lets her go again, and it's like, wow.
I want to see this.
Yeah, we'll and the phone number is now, I will say, gone on my hand.
Is the phone number saliva going off your finger?
We just won't go there. Yes, it was.
So we're going to say our goodbyes now.
Fuck off!
Goodbye.
It's been sweet.
This is bye from Sumerian. I do it last. Never mind.
Bye from Bob from Peru!
Dos vidania from the chicken.
Yet, so yet. Adios, amigos. It's Jack.
Bye-bye, says Vortex.
Bonsoir, mes amis. Je vous vois la prochaine fois, je suppose. I'm too tired to speak French.
My arm gets hurt.
It hurts to laugh.
Vortex is divine, a spooky way.
And we'll say a heidi ho to Bashukin, who's still the man.
Our soul and
we'll say goodbye to Shukin. What was the name of that other little rock spot?
Which Oh, I forget his name.
Death Trapper.
Oh, Jeffrey D came in and said, "Ack, just missed it." Well, you missed your show too today.
Oh. And strangely enough, you always seem to disappear when your show seems to be need to be on. You're on all the time, right up until your show, and then all of a sudden you disappear.
Who?
Devoid from the universe.
What?
Bad man. So that's it. And
have a good one, everyone.
And see you next.
See you next week.
You out.